Brilliance Audio presents Dark Curse by Christine Feehan, performed by Jane Brown
and Phil Giganti.
The ground shifted again, throwing all of them off balance. Gerald grabbed her to keep her from falling, and Terry caught at the outcropping, fingers digging into the widening crack. Beneath their feet, something under the ground moved, raising the surface several inches as the creature raced toward the base of the rocks Lara had realigned.
"What is that?"
Gerald shouted, backpedaling. He thrust Lara behind him in an effort to protect her as the dirt and snow spouted into a geyser almost at his feet. Terry screamed, his voice high-pitched and frightened, as he tipped over backward and the unseen creature raced toward him beneath the earth. "Get up! Move!" Lara called, trying to get around Gerald's solid bulk to throw a holding spell. As he swung around, Gerald's backpack knocked her off her feet and sent her rolling down the steeper slope. Her birthmark, the strangely shaped dragon positioned just over her left ovary, suddenly flared into life, burning through her skin and glowing red-hot. Two dark green tentacles burst from the snow-covered ground, slick with blood, the color so dark it nearly was black, emerging on either side of Terry's left ankle. The sound of bubbling mud rose along with a noxious putrid stink of rotten eggs and sulfur, so overpowering the three of them gagged. The bulbous tops of the tentacles reared back, revealing coiling snake heads that struck with brutal speed. Two curved, venomous fangs clamped from either side through Terry's skin, nearly to the bone. Terry screamed and flailed in terror. The small gap in the ground began to widen into a larger hole a few feet from Terry. At once, the tentacles retreated toward the hole, slithering along the surface, dragging Terry by his ankle. Gerald flung himself forward, gripping Terry under his arms and throwing his weight in the opposite direction.
"Hurry, Lara!"
Lara scrambled to the top of the slope. The mist whirled and thickened around her, making it difficult to see. She spread her arms as she ran, gathering energy from the darkening sky, uncaring that her companions might see, knowing she was Terry's only chance for survival. Never once since leaving the ice caves had she used the knowledge inside of her, the wealth of information her aunts had shared with her, embedding memory after memory in her mind. Indeed, she hadn't been certain it was real. Until that moment, power flooded her. Her mind opened, expanded, reached into the well of knowledge and found the exact word she needed.
"I call forth the power of the sky. Bring down lightning to my mind's eye. Shaping, shifting, bend to my will. Forging a scythe to sharpen steel. Hot and bright the fire may be. Guide my hand with accuracy."
Lightning zigzagged across the sky, lighting the edges of the clouds. Lara felt electricity snapping and sizzling in her fingertips and focused on the thinner space between the long, thick bodies and the bulbous heads of the snake vines. White light streaked across the short distance and pierced the necks of the creatures. The smell of rotting flesh burst from the vine. Both severed tentacles dropped limply to the ground, leaving the teeth, with the heads attached, still sunk deep into Terry's ankle. The rest of the tentacles reared back in shock and then burrowed beneath the dirt and snow. Terry grasped one of the heads to pull it out.
"No!" Lara protested. "Leave it! We have to get out of here right now!"
"It burns like acid!"
Terry complained. His face was pale, nearly as white as the covering of snow, but beads of sweat dotted his forehead. Lara shook her head.
"We have to get off this mountain now!"